From the social reformer feminist Frances Wright. All that I say is examine, inquire, look into the nature of things, search out the grounds of your opinions, the for and against. Know why you believe, understand what you believe, and possess a reason for the faith that is in you. Hello, and welcome to the Kindness Intelligence Podcast with me, your host, Chris Davis. So this episode, we are talking about just really about no longer trying to prove yourself and people validating. And I really want to move to build strategy around how to view the opinions of others, not as a judgment, but as a contribution. And I'll do that in a couple of ways, but really for me, my mom has taught me a lot about no longer giving a rat's ass about what people think. And it really, you know, it's really easy for people to, you know, my dad used to be like, it doesn't matter what they think, like, who cares? And I think you can't assume that you're not going to care. It's just, it's the degree and the importance and the priority that you give it. I think that's where it really lies, because it is in your presence. Unless you live on an island, it's going to happen, right? But I think it's where you place your attention and your focus. And so I've really built up strategies that, and also just realized two key factors about the opinions of others that have really helped me. And then it's helped me like make better decisions and helped me thrive. Like, it's kind of done the opposite, where it's made me realize more of who I am, what's important, and how to move forward. So that's what I hope to share today. And in particular, to share two stories about my mother who really brought the point home for me, because she was someone whose opinion really, really mattered, and one that I really had to understand not to prove anything to and not to get validation from. So I think this speaks volumes to so many people out there about their moms. Yay, moms. So I think the first point is that when we care about what people think of us and what their expectations of us are, you really have to understand that you're almost trying to hit a moving target. So one brief story, my best friend from, we were 14 years old, you know, she kind of really reminded me of this point, because no matter, like, I have had many successes in my career, I've had relationships, I've been divorced, the whole gamut. And I thought being queer sometimes would, like, get you out of, you know, the whole, like, single, married, house, babies game. But it really didn't. I was like, oh, like, they still expect that of me. And, you know, my dear best friend, she did all those things, and she was, you know, she's like, yeah, I like did the whole gamut. Like, I did the whole damn thing that everyone said to do on the list. And, you know, and then once you kind of do it, they're like, great, you're on your own. And she's like, what the F? Like, it doesn't even really validate anything. Like, I just did this damn list that I thought I was supposed to do. And, you know, she's like, frick, like, it's just, what else do I have to do? Like, now she's like, oh, why aren't you having babies? She's like, okay, and then I'll have a child, and then they'll tell me how to raise the child, or they'll tell me what school to put the kid in, and what the, like, it's just, it never ends. Like, it's just a never ending opinion cycle. So knowing that is very funny. And it's just like, okay, these are going to come at you all the time. So you kind of have to know where you stand. And I learned that in my first year of university, because I was really passionate. I was in criminology and English. I was you know, learning all about just even my own sexuality. I didn't really know I was queer at the time, but, you know, I'm in the bathroom with my mother and I'm telling her all about what I'm learning in school, like just all the things of the policy and around policing and around law and, just really going at it, like about like feminism and, you know, just about the LGBTQ community and Indigenous rights. And I'm just like yelling all these things, you know, as my 17-year-old self to my mother. And she has a pair of tweezers in her hand and she just like completely, as I'm ranting, goes and decides at that moment to start tweaking, like tweezing my eyebrows. Like this is the focus of my mother. Like I'm trying to, you know, save the world and do all these amazing things for all these, you know, visible, non-visible minorities. And my mom goes straight for my eyebrows. Like that's her main mission in life, is to make sure that I don't have like Frida brow or that, you know, I'm fantastic. And it just like completely sideswiped me in so many ways. And I took it really well. Like I just started laughing, like I was dying laughing. A, like not to take myself so seriously for 17, but also it just made me realize, and don't get me wrong, like my mom is very much like, you know, she will, you know, march of pride. She loves me. She's proud of me as an ally. Amazing. Like Spanish woman, visible minority, like all of the things. But she isn't passionate about the same things that I'm passionate about. So when you're going after the opinions of others and going like, look at this thing I did, like they actually might not even care. And what's more important to them might not be as important to you. And that's really funny to note. So when you're trying to like nail it and like slay it for other people, you just kind of, you miss the mark, right? Like it's kind of screwy because you're like, wait, like this isn't even my expectation or my passion or my, why the fuck am I doing, you know, like you just kind of go, why the fuck am I doing this? So I think you just really have to remember that, just let them love you the way they're going to love you. Let them be proud of you the way they're going to be proud of you. Let them tweeze your eyebrows if they want to, like, let them be a part of your life the way that they want, because it's not about meeting their measurement. It's about meeting your own. Right. And I think especially I'm speaking specifically to family here, because I think a lot of people and friends, right? Like you do want that, you know, love and support. And I read this quote the other day by Morgan Harper Nichols, fantastic human, love her Instagram, but she has this quote and it says, she was not remembered for her accomplishments. She was remembered for how she loved. So when it comes to family and friends, just focus on loving them and letting them be themselves, and focus on you loving you and you being yourself. And don't worry so much about an approval, because again, it is a moving target. So I would say that choose different measuring tactics, right? Choose, are you loving? Are you kind? Do you work with integrity? Like that's something that I think everyone can agree on, and it's universal, and everyone can then have their own opinion and their own individual passion. And the commonality is the love between you. So that's the first point I wanted to make, is really go with measurement of love versus measurement of their opinion of you and your worthiness. The second, which I, again, thank you, Mom, she taught me was, they have no basis of understanding of your efforts and what you actually do in your day-to-day life. So I hear this so many times. I can't tell you, even just even walking the grounds of U of T, or just hearing younger people and like their parents kind of like, oh, my parents want me to be in accounting and I love fashion. or in, you know, they want me in engineering instead of fashion. It's like they have no understanding of your inner working, but also your efforts and your intelligence of what you're passionate about, right? So what I mean by that is, so I started playing this really interesting sport called Australian footy. So it's kind of equivalent to rugby with different rules, and it's played predominantly in Australia. So I like it's like basically a bunch of Amazonian women on a field who are incredibly kind, but in about 5 seconds when you get the ball will pulverize you. Like, no word of a lie. I now know what grass burn is because of Australian footy. But it really is a sport that is a really fun and really got me out of my comfort zone. And so my mom came to see a game. And, you know, she's sitting, you know, my dad brings her this very like sweet little chair because she has to have like a, you know, a fancy ass chair on this field that there's like no, there's barely any seating. You know, it's kind of gritty that day. And she's there with my dad. They're on the sidelines. She's like having a conversation with my other friends who have also come to watch. And, you know, I was in the game for, I'm kind of new, I'm a rookie, so I was in the game for maybe 15 minutes of the hour. And I swear to you, like, she didn't even, I think she was so, I know it, she was so busy talking to my friends about, you know, life and love and whatever. And, you know, I made some amazing plays that game, but I, like, got off the pitch afterwards. And, you know, we're all sitting there, we're all kind of sweaty and just, you know, just ununiforming, if you will. And my mom like goes up to us and goes, you did a pretty good job. Like you did a great job. And I was just like, you know, to my teammates, I was like, hey, so that means, excellent job, by the way, in Caribbean speak, because, you know, my mom is pretty like downplays a lot of things. And also, she had no fucking clue what the game was about. She had no fucking clue what the rules were. No idea, like, who won. Like, she barely understood that we won. And so her, like, blanket, you did a good job, she just showed up. And she just, you know, they're not going to get it. They're just not going to get it. And it's okay. And I think for a lot of people, that's like painful because they're like, just get me, like, get what I'm doing. Do you see that I like made this wicked ass play and I nearly scored and I like fucking tackled my first person and like none of it, because it was all me, right? Like I understood it because I was in it. So she had no freaking clue. She was, you know what my mom did? She was chatting with a friend of mine who isn't close to her parents and who happens to be queer. And my mom like hugs this person goodbye. She like love fests on me, is an amazing example of a parent in the queer community who's open and loving. And I could have been in that moment like super pissed that my mom didn't understand a damn thing about what I was doing. Or in that moment, I honestly was so proud of her because she was herself and she was like, I'm gonna love up on this other person. So again, it's like you're like, all right, this person, and you know, they need to validate me in this way and see what I'm good at because I see it as good. But I instead chose in that moment to go, my mother just totally loved up on someone that like needed it. So I was so freaking proud of her because I didn't put her in a box of you need to understand me in this way. Instead, I made the choice to understand and see the greatness in her and that she was there and that she just like we had the commonality of love. So I think for me, it's knowing that too, that I walked off the pitch knowing that I did a good job. And that was the reminder that she's not going to understand it. Like, she's not going to understand what's good versus what's not good. Who is going to understand it is me, because I'm in it. So if there's anything I can leave you with here about people validating and the opinions of others, is that you not only make your goals, like you make your, like, this is what I want to achieve. You decide whether it's good or bad, right? Like, you decide. When I walked off that pitch, I was proud of myself and I was proud of all the good things that I did. And I also noted the things that I wanted to be better at, but I acknowledge that my opinion is created by me. Do you see what I mean? Like, it's really up to you to know what to value. So you value the good and the bad, you create it, just like you create the feedback. You create the feedback as well as creating the goal. It's up to you. It's all in your hands. And so when it comes to people validating and the opinions of others, you really have to stop seeking that stability in another person, because A, it's a moving target and it's never going to be stable and it's always going to be moving. So you can't, like, it's just like you're missing it. It's shit. I got this, but then I've got to do it. Or you take control and you choose the measurement. And then from there, you really know, like, am I settling? Am I not settling? Like, am I on the right track? And you know that because you're always having to answer to yourself. So you have, it's like, circle back to you. Just always circle it back to you. And what you measure is important, and what you measure is good, and what you measure as something that you, like, are you striving towards what you want? Are you doing what you want? Like, again, those are all answers for you, not for somebody else, because you've got to live with it. So for me, I hope that that is what you take from that, that you, honest to God, you make up your goals, but why not make up your value as well? Like, make your worth. Do both. How you meet your goal and how you enjoy it. It all comes down to you. You've been listening to the Kindness Intelligence podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in. If you have any more questions or feedback, you can reach me at Insta at KatieInTheCity30. Thanks so much again. I love you, and chat soon.